just coming up to 11:31. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM. Now, I'm joined on the line by film producer James Rumsey to talk about the up-and-coming film My Feral Heart, which is due to be released November 2016. There's already a huge buzz around the film with five-star reviews from Movie Review World, amongst others. It's been called a spellbinding film, one of the best films of 2016, and a perceptive, funny film that deserves to be seen. So it's got great praise indeed. Now, I'm joined on the line by producer James. Hi, James.
Hello, Michelle. Good morning.
All right, how are you?
Not too bad. Tied to my laptop trying to get everything done in time for the release, but other than that, I'm in good spirits.
Excellent. Now, you were meant to be coming in today, but I know you're very, very busy, so thanks for agreeing to do the interview over the phone.
And hopefully
we'll manage to drag you in here at some stage. So before we talk about the outline for the film, how did you actually get on board in the first place with this project?
I got on board through the director, Jane Gull. I already knew Jane through the short film Grassroots Community in London. We were both fairly well known in that community at the time that I decided to move from being an assistant director and a director into producing. Jane was one of the first people I contacted to ask what kind of project she had bubbling under, so to speak, and My Feral Heart happened to be one of them. So long story short is I wanted to work with Jane. She was already working with a fabulous writer, Duncan Paveling.
Yeah.
And I fell in love with the script, so it was a no-brainer for me.
And what is the role, for people out there that are not involved in the film industry, what is the role of a producer in the film industry?
I think the best way to define it is, people always say there's different kinds of producers. But I think consistently a producer needs to support the creative talent. Yeah. Find the creative talent that they think should be having their work brought to reality, so to speak, and then to actually, be the lead person in raising the finance and making sure that all the logistical nuts and bolts come together, again, to support the creative vision of the creative people involved. Mm. It doesn't mean that the producer has no creative input at all, but the key emphasis is on bringing it from the page to the screen.
Yeah. Now, tell us about the film, without giving too much away, but give everybody the flavour of the film.
The film is a social drama, very much in the same kind of mould as something like Ken Loach's Kes,
yeah.
With elements of Whistle Down the Wind in there as well. One of the things that attracted me to the script is, whilst it is a social realist story, about a young man with Down syndrome who copes with being thrust into a daunting new environment after his mother dies.
Mm.
Where that tackles, and it tackles the perception of how we see people with a disability.
Yeah.
We talk about the film as a film about ability, not disability. There is a kind of a fantasy realist element to the film, which there's another central relationship in the film which really attracted me to it, and really expresses a sense of humanity and the love we can all have for each other as human beings, no matter what situation. So whilst it is a social realist movie, there is a kind of mystical fantasy element to the film as well, which I think gives it that extra bit of something.
Mm. Now, who's the main lead in the film? Who plays Luke?
Well, I'm always happy to talk about this man. Our lead actor is a debutant on screen called Stephen Brandon.
Yep.
He's an actor with Down syndrome, and we discovered him at an Essex theatre group. I say we. The credit has to go to Jane Gull, our director, who was working with the Mushroom Theatre Company, who are based in Rayleigh. A fantastic, inclusive theatre company that I urge people to seek out online and support where they can. She was there looking for individuals that could play the residents of a care home for individuals with a learning disability. And when she walked in and met Stephen, we hadn't managed to cast the lead character of Luke yet. Mm. And Jane knew almost instantly that Stephen was our guy. And it turned out to be the case. He didn't let us down. And for somebody who's never been in a movie before, he was tremendous to work with, and has really, really brought home the goods on screen. And virtually every review sings his praises above all else.
You've got some fantastic reviews already. Who else? Who's in the supporting roles? Because you've got quite a few well-known actors.
Yes, with we'll be honest, it's not a film that's really been sold on its star value, but we do have some rising stars in there. It's a young lead cast. So we have Shana Swash, who people might remember from EastEnders. She was a teenage actor in EastEnders. She plays Eve, a carer at the care home. Will Rastall, who has turned up in things such as Game of Thrones and Hollyoaks, he plays Pete, who is one of the key friendships, and we like to refer to it as the buddy movie element of the film. Luke befriends Will, the character that Will plays Pete, and vice versa. And Pixie Lynott, who horror film fans might be aware of, has been in a couple of horror films. She's a leading contortionist in the UK. Stars of films such as The Devil Inside, and has also got quite a significant role in Game of Thrones, which people might recognise her from. So all three of those young actors are very, very much up and coming, and I think definitely ones to watch in the years to come. But apart from them, we are absolutely delighted to have the wonderful Eileen Pollock and Susanna Hamilton in that cast. Eileen Pollock is probably best known in this country as Lilo Lil from the sitcom Bread, which was out in the 80s.
Yeah.
She plays Luke's mother in the film. They're just bowled over by her performance. You know, the chemistry between her and Stephen in the opening reel of the movie is just... Well, it is spellbinding. Shooting people called it spellbinding, but yeah, it's certainly my favourite reel in the film.
Yeah.
And Susanna Hamilton plays Pete's mother, and she is a star of stage and screen from a similar era to Eileen, but has acted opposite the likes of John Hurt in 1984 and Meryl Streep and Robert Redford in Out of Africa. So she's certainly a recognisable face.
Now, you've got music. Now, I love this gentleman's music, and I did actually remember looking him up a long time ago. Barrington Furlong, who famously wrote the music for Morse, isn't it?
Yes, famously for Morse and Endeavour and all the other spin-offs from that TV series. But also Julie Maddy Deeply, starring name escapes me, Alan Rickman, of course, the wonderful and late Alan Rickman, and also Hilary and Jackie, another key film that he's scored. Barrington's done hundreds of musical scores for both ballet and film and what have you, and it was an absolute honour to have him on our team. And, it's an Essex connection, again. Duncan, our writer, used to work with Barrington on his, helping him get his music out there.
Yeah.
And... but they're also playing the same cricket team and are firm friends. So it was a promise that Barrington made Duncan some time ago, and Barrington expressed ambitions of making the film.
Yeah.
Barrington said, "Well, if you ever do, I'll do the score," and he stuck to his guns. So it's a real coup for us, and the music is just incredible.
With the film, how long did it actually take to shoot the whole film? Has it taken sort of months, or has it taken a year?
The filmmaking process, people always say that the shoot is the sprint and then post-production is the marathon, and that's how it works out, basically. The shoot didn't take us terribly long. We shot for 3 weeks, all in Essex, in the Rochford district area of Essex. Places like Rochford, Stanbridge, Rayleigh, Hockley. And we did a couple of pick-up days after that, so about 21 days in total to shoot the film. And post-production took approximately 8 months after that. So it was, bearing in mind we had Christmas in between. Even filmmakers take a bit of time off for Christmas. I think we did tremendously well to get it produced in that time. So really, from start to finish, from when we first started to raise money in earnest to when we completed the film, it was pretty much 1 year, which is breakneck speed, really, and we're all incredibly proud of the achievement.
Now, the film's got women in film. I didn't know about this, actually, but it's got women in film credentials. Can you explain to people out there what that means?
It's something, apart from, there's inequality in all areas of our industry. Mm. And we're very proud that our film ticks quite a few boxes in terms of diversity. Diversity is a buzzword that BFI talk about, Channel 4 talk about. It means, you know, we need to be representing people across society. The film industry needs to be a reflection of society, and in order to do that, we need more women in key roles. We need more visibility of people with perceived disabilities.
Yeah.
And of course, that extends to race and gender equality and sexual orientation and things like that.
Yeah.
Our film doesn't have the latter, but we do have our wonderful director, Jane Gull,
yeah,
who obviously is a woman, and our cinematographer, Susie Salavati, likewise. In fact, most of our camera crew were made up of women most of the time. So that's what women in film means, really. There's a movement to promote women in film, and quite rightly too, because it's a very bloke-heavy industry.
Yeah, and also equal pay, as you know, from some of the the big blockbusters, the amounts of money they pay their main male stars rather than their female stars.
Yes, yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of across the board. I mean, we certainly didn't suffer from that on our film. We paid everybody the same amount of money because it was a micro-budget feature film, so our pay scale was not very big, and everyone got paid the same amount of money. So, yeah, like you say, I mean, I think in the film industry, it's where we stand as grassroots filmmakers, it's more about trying to be a generation of filmmakers that represent diversity as much as anything, so that when people go to the movies, they see society both in front of and behind the camera, not just you know, the big names and the big male names, but you know, trying to support rising stars both behind the camera, in front of the camera, of both genders and of all ability.
It's good in a way that you've got so many people now with GoPros, and you know, people can get out there and filming so much more now. It does give people, whereas before, if you wanted to be in film, you really were a bit stuffed unless you knew somebody who had a really good camera. Now quite a lot of people can get creative, can't they, which is a good thing.
They certainly can, and it's a very empowering thing. It depends what you define as good, because, you know, for people like us, it used to be determination would get you a long way, and you still need that.
Yeah.
But like you say, the equipment's become a lot more affordable, a lot more lightweight, crews can become smaller, your economy as a scale goes down, so everything starts to cost less.
Yeah.
It also means competition goes through the roof, and it's one of the reasons why we are releasing the film independently, and through our screen largely. There are independent cinemas as well that are releasing the film, but we're pushing the campaign through our screen because we believe in the model. Our screen is a cinema on demand platform, and in a market where, like you say, because people are empowered to make films more often than they used to, the market's saturated and distributors really can just take their pick. So films like ours, without any lead actors in that people can immediately recognise, it becomes very difficult for us to get a deal. So our screen offers us a platform where we can release the film independently at minimal cost, and it's really the British public, the British cinema going public, who then really vote for our film. They support our film by buying tickets, and currently on the our screen site there are 21 screenings that could become confirmed. 6 are already confirmed. There's a couple more that almost certainly will convert to be confirmations, but we need the film going public to support the film, support independent cinema, support the film that we've made by buying tickets in advance. So it's risky, but with the same token, because we are outlaying a huge amount of money up front to make it happen, it's not as risky as if we were trying to book out cinemas and do it that way. So like you say, it's exciting times, and utilities like our screen are becoming more available. But yet the market is saturated because there are so many people making good films at the moment. Not as good as ours, obviously.
No.
I have to say that. Ours is obviously the cream of the crop.
Yeah.
You're right. It's exciting times, and exciting times to be a filmmaker right now. But you still need. Don't be fooled. It still does cost money, and it still does take a lot of effort and commitment. So you've got to have those things.
Now, if you want to get to see the film, the first showing is going to be hopefully November the 1st at Stratford Picture House, which is the release gala, isn't it?
Yeah, that's That's our gala screening. We can't call it our premiere because we had that at the Edinburgh International Film Festival earlier this year. But yes, that's our gala screening in the UK. We're hoping to get a little bit of glitz and glamour along for that one. Unfortunately, that one is sold out.
Right, which is good.
Fortunately for us, unfortunately for anybody wanted to come along on the first. However, on the third, because of demand, we, again, the beauty of our screening, we put another potential date up, and we were overwhelmed. That got confirmed within about 48 hours. We sold an enormous amount of tickets right away, so that was now confirmed as well. But there are still tickets available for November the 3rd at Stratford East Picture House. Also in Essex, on the 6th of November, at 8 p.m. in the evening, at Saffron Screen in Saffron Walden, we have a screening there as well. Both of these screenings, the 3rd and on the 6th, there'll be a Q&A from our writer and director, and Stephen Brandon will also be there. And then the next one after that, I doubt people from Essex will get down there, but just in case someone's listening to this from elsewhere in the country, it's the 7th of November, and that's at 9 p.m. down in Brighton.
Oh, Brighton's the place to be. I love Brighton.
We love Brighton because they've bought tickets in numbers, and we're very well supported down there.
Brighton too. They are great with the arts down in Brighton. I mean, I know Essex has got its, but Brighton is great as well, isn't it?
But I would say if anybody from any independent screens in Essex are listening, or anywhere else in the country, please do go to our website. My contact details are on there. Please contact me. We are the distributors of our own film, so that means we can do deals with whoever we like. So, and we're very keen to do it.
Is that the allthews.rscreen.com/film/my-feral-heart?
Yeah, probably the easiest thing to do is Google Our Screen.
Yep.
And then search for My Feral Heart when you get to the Our Screen page. Or go to our website, which is myferalheart.co.uk, and that will, on the screenings page of that, you'll have all the information of where the film's screening, not just at Our Screen partner sites, but at independent cinemas like Saffron Screen, like the Norwich Film Festival that we're going to be screening at on the 12th of November. You know, there's all our festival dates. We've got a few of them coming up as well. And, you know, it's exciting times for us at the moment because there's a lot going on. My mind's overflowing with all the dates that I could be mentioning for you. But, yeah, there's plenty going on, and it's all on our website.
Lovely. Now, as I said earlier, you've got really good reviews for that. So if you're out there listening and you do want to go along to the film, we will put all the details up. And as Jane has just given you the website to look at as well, you can also find out more if you're a bit of a Twitter fan. It's my_feral_heart, and you can find all the links there as well. But you've got a spellbinding film, one of the best films of 2016, which is a great review to have, and a perceptive, funny film that deserves to be seen. So you've got great praise.
One last bit of plug-in to do, if I may. You've mentioned social media. Please do go to all our media social media sites. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Yes, retweeting things to your own audience is fantastic for us. And we also would love you to like and follow us on those sites, because that's currency for us to take to broadcasters and distributors elsewhere in the world that might want to actually buy our film and get it seen by an even wider audience. And I have to plug our recent news. We have been longlisted for 5 British Independent Film Awards: debut director, debut screenwriter, breakthrough producer, and 2 Best Newcomer Awards nominations for Stephen Brandon and for Will Rastel. We're over the moon with that. It's a huge achievement for our film, and it's another stamp of approval. And Total Film have also given it a very good review, referring to it as refreshingly positive, which I think in this day and age, in a Brexit-consumed society, you need a bit of good news. And we think our film certainly is that.
Well, thank you ever so much, James, for joining us. Thank you for having a chat. And I think the film's going to do brilliantly. So don't forget, check it out online. As James said, go along, and it's because it all makes a huge difference with social media. The more people get behind it, the better it is for everybody to be able to get out and see the film. Get bums off seats, go and see it.
People-powered cinema, folks.
Yes.
You can make it happen.
And what are the tickets to go and see, James? How much is it?
It varies depending on where you're going to see it. I mean, the Stratford screening, I believe, is £7. I'm not up to speed on how much it costs at Saffron, which is the next nearest one for Essex people. But it varies depending. There's some picture houses on the Ashgrove site where it's £13.50. like I say, right down to Stratford East, which is £7. So we don't set the ticket prices, the cinemas do.
Yeah, and it, the thing is, you need to support. It's the same with music. If you don't go out in there and support, you know, filmmakers and for new music as well, these things will eventually disappear. So you, it's not very much money. People are so reluctant sometimes to get out of the house. You need to. It's true though, isn't it? You get out of the house and go and do something.
Absolutely, and you don't need to leave the house in order to book a ticket.
No.
Do it from your iPhone, not a problem.
Yes, comfort your own home. Thanks very much to James. Best of luck with the film, and hopefully we'll have you in the studio in the next couple of months to talk about up-and-coming projects.
Yes, we'd love to. We're hoping to confirm another Essex screening very soon, but we can't just yet.
Okay, that's no worries. Oh, and thank you very much to Daniel as well for arranging things today. Better give him a shout out because he'll get a bit
Absolutely.
Funny.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Daniel of White Screen Promotions.
That's the one.
Lovely chap.
Very nice man. Very tall, apparently. I won't know that now because he's not coming in the studio.
Very tall and very enthusiastic. Yes, that was my fault. I do apologise. another occasion, yeah, definitely.
That'd be lovely. All right, James, you have a good day. Thanks for chatting to us then.
You too, Michelle. Thanks
right.
so much.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye-bye now.
Now, don't forget, if you want to go and see the film My Feral Heart, as you've got to book your tickets to go along. It's got fantastic reviews, as James said. And if you just look up My Feral Heart on Facebook, Instagram and on Twitter, you'll be able to get your tickets there. Here's Bruno Mars with Magic. Tonight.